gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Monday, Tax Day, April 15th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information to get out there to talk about. We also have events coming up that we're going to inform you about throughout today's show. Want to make sure that you can come and be part of all these great events that are planned up here in Northern Michigan. Get your calendars out, get a piece of paper out, get ready to text your wife text your husband, whatever you need to do, get the information out there today because this is going to be jam-packed. We have stories, we have candidate announcements, we got all kinds of things happening. One of the things that happened last week, if you missed it, on Thursday after the show, I drove down to Lansing. And I filed the affidavit of identity, got the paperwork to run for the 104th State House in Lansing as a state representative, filing as a Democrat. I gave a really good, I think, interview with MERS News Service. Maggie George put forward the story, and my phone started blowing up almost immediately. Everybody wanting to know again why Trucker Randy's running as a Democrat. And I explained to him that this district, the 104th district, which covers six counties, parts of Benzie, Manistee, Wexford, Grand Traverse, Kalkaska, and Antrim County, needs a strong state representative. Vicki and I prayed on it. We talked about it. And we said, you know, the current state rep we have, John Roth, he's a great guy, personal friend, Republican, but really hasn't gone down to Lansing and introduced any substantive bills that would fix Michigan's economy, fix the business climate. Well, as of today, in checking with the Secretary of State's website, I'm the only Democrat that's filed. Now, I did this early on the 11th, as opposed to waiting to April 23rd, a week from tomorrow, which is the filing deadline for running for office. But I did it because I wanted to show you guys I'm putting it on the line, just like I'm asking you to put it on the line. If I'm not willing to do what I'm asking you guys to do, then I'm kind of full of hot air. Vicki's running for county clerk here in Antrim. I'm running for state representative. the least you can do is run for county commissioner. I know everybody's busy. God knows I'm busy. But if I can do it, you can do it. Do you need to know everything to file? No, you don't. We are providing business cards. We are providing signs. We are providing the layouts for everything. All you have to do is get the money together from a few friends. When it comes to the county commissioner, you're only talking anywhere from 3 to 10 signatures of your fellow neighbors. We're going to get into this in the next segment. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. I got a text message from Rod Wheeler. He's running for county commissioner down in Lake County. He said, I just paid the $100 versus getting the signatures. Okay, you can do that. That's what I did for state representative. But how many signatures did they tell you you needed to collect? Because in most counties, county commissioners are only representing maybe two townships, three, four, at the most. I can't fathom it would have been that many signatures. But if that's what you choose to do, no problem. You're on the ballot, that's for sure. And by the way, Rod, Tracy for those unbelievable desserts. Pigged out a little bit with the boys after the event. Thank you, Jeff, for putting on that fantastic barbecue for us. Then, of course, yesterday was the Masters final round down in Augusta, Georgia. Recorded the Tigers baseball game. Watched that last night as they came from behind in the eighth inning, down 3-0. Javi Baez finally hit a home run. They got on the board, and then they had a little mini rally, took the lead 4-3, and got them out in the top of the ninth. So, unbelievable, unbelievable game. Gained 3.8 pounds yesterday. Had a wonderful breakfast, bacon, my blueberry cinnamon pancakes with butter, maple syrup. We had a fantastic pig out weekend. No lunch today, steak and tomatoes for dinner tonight. So back on the program. But I want to get to this running thing, because a lot of people are listening to the show and they're not stepping up. Resort Township in Emmett County, Bear Creek Township in Emmett County, and Districts 2 and 3 over in Presque Isle. Now, I don't know what I have to do to beg, plea, twist your arms, ask you to do it as a personal favor to me. I don't understand, especially in Presque Isle County. Belknap, Aquiac, there's got to be somebody in Rogers Township, Belknap, Aquiac Townships, that can run for county commissioner. Everybody thinks, well, if he doesn't talk about it, you know, he must have got somebody. Well, between now and next Tuesday, I'm going to be talking about this every single day. The other one that I have a major problem with, District 3, is the city of Rogers City, east of 23. What, there's no conservative Republican that lives in Rogers City? Is that what you guys are telling me? Because we've got District 3, which is east of U.S. 23, and District 2, I have this backwards, less the population west of. So, okay, District 3 is east of 23. The city of Rogers City, less the population west. That's because District 2 is the population west of 23. That's it. Got it. So Belknap, Aquiac, Rogers City, and the people that live west of 23 is District 2. Either way, if you're in Rogers City, it's either District 2 or District 3. But Aquiac, Belknap, and Rogers Township. Now, here's my point. I've asked you guys to run for county commissioner. Many of you have responded to the call. Brett Gooding's running in Emmett County. We got Rick McKeeshack in Otsego. I'm always saying his name wrong. I got to look at the phonic spelling. He's running in Otsego. We have already Robert V, as in Victory Crook, is running for District 4, District 5 in Presque Isle County, that the profiteer, John Chepa, the Democrat, Krakow, Presque Isle, and Pulaski Township has been occupying. Well, he's going to be replaced. Crook is running against him, and he's going to win. We even have somebody stepping up and running in District 4 as Wayne Saley is not going to run for re-election. You guys, we have got to do this. And a big announcement up in Mackinac County, our fellow patriot conservative brother, Lewis Hitz, he is running for county commissioner. He says, I have the papers in my truck. He's going to get the signatures. We're going to help him win his seat up there in Mackinac County. Let's see. Ed St. Pierre told me he didn't think anyone was opposing the Sheboygan board members. So we still don't have anybody filing in Sheboygan County. Are you kidding me? Well, I'm going to reach out to some people today. Rick Selva, you're getting a phone call. We got to brainstorm this, figure this out. I got another text message. John, we'll talk after the show. I want to talk to you about your sheriff run. We're going to talk after the show. Now, one of the things that you have to understand, this is a process. Yes, you're going to have to come out of your comfort zone. Yes, you're going to have to get some training and get to understand how meetings work. Yes, you're going to have to invest some money or get some friends to donate to your campaign so you can buy roughly up to $1,000 without filing a campaign finance report just for yard signs and some business cards. I got 5,000 business cards printed on both sides in yellow and black, which is Vicky's colors for her sign. If you want to see her sign, just text me sign, and I'll text you the sign that I created for Vicky's campaign. You can clone it. You can use it, change the colors, change the verbiage, change whatever. We've got the template. It's all laid out. The best pricing on it, drop ship directly to your home. So if you'd like to see your card, text me sign, and I'll text you the screenshot of it. But the point is this. You spend less than $1,000, maybe $700, $800 out of your pocket, and become a county commissioner and affect the direction of your county, the policies of your county. Who gets to sit on these health boards? Who gets to represent you? They need millages. They need money. Well, you can be sitting on the board that determines whether or not those millages get put on the ballot or not. So again, if Vicky can run for county clerk, if I can run for state representative, the least, the minimum you can do is run for county commissioner. One of the things that really, really is fulfilling about this process, and don't get me wrong, this is not for the money. It has nothing to do with it. The things that Vicky wants to do to clean up our qualified voter files, streamline the 9 days of early voting, hand count the ballots at the end of each night, and basically redesign the clerk's office here in Antrim County. Streamline, make it more efficient, reduce the overhead of the department. She's got a lot of things she's going to implement when she gets elected. For me, if the Democrats are stupid enough not to put anybody up against me by a week from tomorrow, Tuesday, April 23rd, I'm running unopposed? Really? Well, then I'll be their nominee, and then I'll be facing off against John Roth in November. Because I don't know how else to put it. But this is something that has got to happen in northern Michigan, and you need to be a part of it. Now, I'm on the page where the candidate filing for Ken Borton's race, 105th House District. Well, they don't have anybody running against him yet. We'll see if he ends up with a candidate. We also see that Cam Kevitt, Todd Smallenberg in the 106. One of the things you have to understand as we go through this process, this is something that we need to focus on. Why? Because the process is very simple. You just need to know what to do, and we can explain it to you. All you have to do is go to your county clerk, ask for a candidate package. Tell them you're running for county commissioner. Affidavit of identity. How to organize a campaign committee if you plan to spend more than $1,000. If you're not going to, you don't need to. You take the exemption. You file the paperwork with the clerk, you're on the ballot. It's basically that simple. Lansing, because I'm representing six counties, if I get elected, well, I had to drive all the way down to the Bureau of Elections and fill out the affidavit of identity, pay the $100 fee down there. So, yes, this is absolutely critical. Is it hard or difficult? Yeah, a little bit. It takes a little bit of time and energy. If you run, you get elected, I got to serve. How many meetings do I have to go to? Well, ask an existing county commissioner. Call the clerk's office. Most counties have monthly meetings. Some have two meetings a month. We have new county commissioners coming here in Antrim. They're going to rewrite the bylaws as soon as they get into office. They're going to change it from two meetings a month to one. Commissioners will be able to participate by Zoom meeting. The job only pays like $7,000-$8,000 a year in Antrim County. I don't know what your county commissioners get paid, but that's all it pays here in Antrim. This should be a part-time position. And if they are away in the wintertime down in Florida, well, then they should be able to still serve their constituents, participate in the meetings, and vote. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm giving you a heads up, until you guys make some phone calls and find some people to run for these seats, I'm going to keep harping on this until next Tuesday, the 23rd, will be my last request for you guys to join us. Again, Vicky and I are not asking you to do something that we're not willing to do. You think I'm looking forward to pounding in 50 large signs for her in Antrim County, passing out 500 yard signs, 5,000 business cards, putting them in party stores, gas stations, restaurants? But we're doing it. You can do it as well. We're going to go to Lansing. We got some news stories here in the second half of hour number one. We'll be right back.